Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful for you and pray that you are literally feeling so much more of the more that you truly are, that you are always digging deeper, reaching higher to stand in the greater degrees of your own personal love, light, wisdom, and truth in the integrity of your own awesomeness as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to come to that place and space of our own personal commitments to being, our own personal realization, revelation, clarification, and decision to really live in the lawfulness, in the fulfillment of the law that is love. And that love has to be applied across the board. You have to apply that love to yourself and to all other of yourselves, and your romantic relationships, your cooperative relationships, your partnerships, your work relationships. I mean, there is nothing and no one you should not be in love with. And love is really the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And to be in a place where we are functioning supremely intelligently is the real key and the real issue. And I am the one who is consistently reminding us that there has been something very wrong in the world for quite a while. I am the one who asked, knocked, sought, and prayed to get the answers to what that is. And now it's everywhere prevalent and all pervasive in terms of how many other voices are speaking to this world conquering rampage of divisiveness to put us in a place and space where we are oppressed at the cellular level through that garbage that they call food that is not food at all, unless you're a fool to think that you can eat the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, white sugar, and all of this, and then function in absolute and supreme intelligence. It cannot be done. And so we're in a place in space now where you have the opportunity to choose, because the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease is something that you can avoid in terms of what the consequences of eating all of this stuff over decades and what it has created. And to know that this conspiracy is not just something that is just as a result of not being in light. It is as a result of being wicked that these things are prevalent. And those who work on behalf of what I refer to as the corporate deities of death are not aware that they are really working as the tools in the hands of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil themselves in terms of going to work every day and producing, manufacturing, distributing, and advertising and selling and promoting things that undermine our cellular integrity. And we have to begin to ask, why have we not progressed as a humanity of people to any greater degree than being steeped in so much sickness, illness, and disease, and despair, and degradation, and violation, and molestation, and warfare, and rape, and all of this stuff? You understand, to come to a point in a place where you're entertained by death, you're entertained by insanity, you're entertained by other people's inability to control any part of themselves, that they can't control their sexual appetites or desires. They can't control anything. And it all plays out on the screen in front of us and in front of your children. And our coming to a point in place where we have an understanding and an understanding that the politics and having programming that is reflective of what goes on in the White House and whatnot, and all of the adultery and all of the other things that is shown, you know, and we say, oh, well, that's just television. But it's so much deeper than that, in the sense that there is purpose in our being on the planet, and our purpose in being on the planet is not to be entertained in sickness, illness, and disease, wickedness, and warfare, and bloodshed, and violence, and all of this, but to have so much of it so blatantly available to you, as if this is the apex of creative genius that everybody should be exposed to. And a lot of this stuff is just so vile, so base, so wicked, that to find yourself sitting in front of it consistently, continuously, day in and day out, day in and day out, is the evidence of your having been programmed to think that there is real excitement in it, that your life in and of itself lacks so much that you prefer to be anesthetized and stupefied in front of a screen that shows you nothing of the genius of who you are. And then the programming that does, you may not even reach for that. So we have to now come to a point in place where you realize that if this is the creative genius that we have in our day, is to reproduce more sickness, illness, disease, murderous, rapist, violent, and all of this, then we are literally needing to read the writing upon the wall that a system and governments and nations and races of people who dwell in violation of the laws of love, that are not loving, not exalting life, not exalting love, but are instead so engrossed with that which is totally antithetical to what our whole purpose in being is, then there's really no purpose in being, and the people are completely in a place where they have no reason to be here. When you have no purpose in being, where you have lost your sensibility, you've lost your clarity, you've lost your light, you've lost yourself, you've lost your soul, you've lost your reason for existing. So there is no reason. And I'm just saying is that we have to really understand that where we have a global initiative to depopulate the planet, and then those who are being warred against do not have the sense enough to ask and knock and pray to be able to respond correctly and directly to what the real need is in the now moment, when you see your babies are blowing up with all of this disease, and the projection is that these children will not live to be 40. They will not live to be 60. They will not live to be 80. They will not live to be 90. And the 90-year-olds that we have now, we have not seen the best of them yet. That they got old. They did not mature. They will cuss you out. They still trying to smoke and drink and do all of the things that put them in a place where they have lost their mind, lost their memory, lost the real essence of themselves. Because what? Because they were fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows. Then they went into the drinking and the smoking and all of this stuff, and then working themselves to retirement and this and that. And now we've got this accumulation and the contraindication of all of these chemicals in their brain and in their glands and in their organs. And so they have the cancer, and they've got this and they've got that. And even if they don't have that, they still do not have the fullness of themselves. And so you see this generation having come this far, then why follow that? We have to come to a point and place where we understand that your duty, obligation, and responsibility as a being is to be dutiful, to be responsible, to be able to respond correctly and directly in exalting a full life's urge for living, for loving, for really being all that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to dwell consciously in the reality that you are this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. That is the commonality. That is the greatest and the least common denominator between us all, is that we have a beating heart and we are breathing ones, and we did not create ourselves, and we are these ones of those ones that were coming from those ones and those other ones and these ones. And you understand? So it's all the ones and ones of us to understand the oneness of existence itself. See, we give a lot of rhetoric. It's a lot of lip service and whatnot, but we have to take it to the place where we are consciously carrying to be completely cleared and cleansed from all of the contaminants and all of those things that put us in a place where it becomes so difficult to be in harmony with the first laws of life, to love that which is life, love that which beats your heart, love that which breathes you, love that which you call God with your whole body, heart, with your all of your might. To do that makes it so much easier for you to do whatever else is yours to do by virtue of you being this one that you are. Will you come to a point and place where you care to be in obeyance and obedience, or will you continue to rejoice in your right to be wrong? To be in a place where lawlessness pleases you more than lawfulness. But then you want the prosperity, you want the wealth, you want the recognition, you want the degrees of freedom and liberation. There's certain things that you really want, that you're working hard for, but you have not really understood that all of those things come so naturally when you are exalting that full life's urge, when you are consciously caring to be in obeyance and obedience, to be who you are, to be in the virtues of character that are consistent with the reality that you are this point and part of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and you are supremely intelligent, that you acknowledge the oneness of life itself. You know that you're not here to die. You do nothing to undermine yourself. You love those who are of and paying attention to you. You pay attention to those who are yours. You serve them. You honor them. You enhance them. You enrich them. You care for them. You understand, this is part of what the real joy in life is. Those who have forfeited their families and forfeited their children and forfeited their relationships because they were so busy making money that they didn't have time for the love. They didn't have time for the marriage. They didn't have time for the commitments. They didn't have time to pay attention to their children. They didn't have time. You understand, then at the end of that life, many of those ones, they die by themselves without ever having lived fully, loved fully, benefited anybody really. When we do not practice wholeness, when we do not exalt wholeness, when we don't realize that our wholeness is about our spiritual alignment with the laws that govern existence itself, our emotional health, and our mental acuity to be thinking, to be in a place where we are activating and actualizing our own gifts and talents and the inheritance that is our heritage, that which has been charged upon our own DNA, we are in a place and space where we have to come in a frequency of energy that allows us to really get beyond all of the things that we once believed were true, in terms of feeling as though our success in life was about how much money we made. It was about our social status, our tax bracket, how much polished wood, metal, and stone, how much we can get, how much of all of this. The issue is there is so much more of you, because you are a part of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. But at some point, you've got to do something different. You can't do the same thing you've always done and have more of yourself if you have not been applying yourself wholeheartedly towards being in obeyance and obedience with the laws of love. Creating harmony, creating wellness, creating a sense of well-being wherever you go, being a blessing wherever you show up. It's not rocket science, but it's more difficult to do when your body has been poisoned with all of this stuff that is in packages and sitting on shelves. And even though you might have a nice vegetarian soup, when you put it in the microwave, you have destroyed anything that was healthy in it. When we are being warred against as a global humanity, this is everybody. It includes from the blackest black to the lightest light. Everybody is under siege. It is a world conquering rampage. To put people in a place and space where you're desperate for a dollar, you'll do anything for a dollar. You will pimp and whore and do whatever need not be done so that you can get paid. That is not a right mind. We have so much programming that makes killing comedy. We are in a place and space where we have to realize that this world is in a serious detriment because everything operates by absolute law, and the law is the law of wholeness. It is the law of oneness. It is the law of love. And where we are not able to be in harmony with that, with ourselves, with every other aspect of ourself, then we don't get the benefit and the leverage of having done that. And for whatever money we've made, for wherever we've gone, wherever we've traveled, whoever we've known, or whatever, you still have not really been successful. Because life is school. And being here is about our self-actualization and self-mastery and self-realization and walking in the integrity of who we are as conscious immortals, to realize that we are already dwelling in eternity, that the earth is in flotation and rotation, and men do not float her, don't, you know, have anything to do with her orbit, her spin, nor the sun's blazing or the energy fields of all of these other planets and worlds and systems and galaxies and whatnot. We are immersed in the phenomenalness, the miraculousness of existence itself. And we are these points of it, and then don't appreciate it. Feel as though your blessedness is based upon your things. Your goals and objectives are about what more things you want. You reward your children for being able to regurgitate what they've been given with more things. Or that which has no substance whatsoever. In their video games and in their play dates and the hamburgers and the pizzas and all of this stuff that we are assaulting our babies' cells with. We have the responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, to exalt life, to ensure the greater way. But when you have those who are not, have enticed you, you understand, with our education, with things, with the polished wood, metal, and stone, with the nice homes, with this, that, enticed you to do that which need not be done. You understand, Coca-Cola being a multi-billion dollar corporation that is literally producing that which has no vital substance and also producing that which is truly a detriment to the cells of ones and ones. It would seem literally impossible for there to be a multi-billion dollar corporation that specializes in producing that which has no nutritive substance whatsoever. nothing that the human body needs, and then it has become consumed more than that which the human body needs, which is water. And will go into other people's places, other people's lands, and corrupt the people, kill the people for the sugar, for the land, for the water, to produce more and more of these products that do nothing but undermine the cellular integrity of these ones, which undermines the capacity of other ones to think. And we must realize that there is an impoverishment of real exalted thought. There's an impoverishment of those who really walk a truly exalted walk. There's an impoverishment of real care and love towards personal development and growth and authenticity for the purposes of fulfilling destiny in leaving the planet as a conscious immortal. It's not a thought in your mind. But to be so focused on acquiring things and having the respect of ones who really have nothing to really add to you because they are out of alignment with the truth of themselves. Everybody needs the same thing. We need a certain quality of care and hands-on support in living our lives, not dying our lives, but truly living our lives. So loving and living and forgiving and being and manifesting, creating, all of this is part of the activity of growth and maturity. And as we are in this frequency of energy where we say time is really flying, man, we have to come to a point where we really understand that we can transcend it through our thought. But it's easiest when you do the kind of cleansing that is needed to put your bloodstream and your tissues in a place where there are no more artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, antibiotics, hormones, and all of these other chemicals, the nitrates and the nitrites and the all of that stuff that came from the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the Spam and the bologna and the hog's head cheese and the chitlins and the pig's feet and the lamb chops and the oxtails and the neck bones and the chicken gizzards and, you know, the cow tongue and the tripe and all of this stuff that people eat that is pure garbage, absolute garbage. You understand? You would not take your pet and your pet die and then you put it up on a table and skin it and then, you know, package it and freeze it so that you can eat it later. You understand? I'm just saying we're in a place in space where we have to really have a greater thought, a better thought. Whose thought is that? That you would spend so much time entrapping and killing other beings. You understand? And then think that you're killing them is some form of triumph. The hunters. And this is one of the reasons why Africa has fallen so far is because they supported the great animals that were there in being slaughtered for sport and for game, that we did not follow and obey those tenets and commandments that we were given. We are here not to destroy the earth, not to destroy the beings of the earth, not to destroy ourselves, not to be in a place where we are on self-destruct mode. We are here to literally exalt a full life's urge in walking in the integrity of our own authenticity as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent enough where we are not killing ourselves and our children and our grandchildren. But sisters are having children and then don't want to breastfeed. Sisters are having children and don't want to have anything to do with the men that they've had the children by. We are in a place and space where mentally and spiritually and emotionally, we need to be completely revivified and resurrected to stand in the light of the truth of the all that we are, knowing that this is our time, knowing that there is no greater work than to realign ourselves with the substance of ourselves, knowing that this work is what we're here to do, that we are in a place and space where when we each are consciously carrying to dig deep within the depths of ourselves to forgive ourselves and forgive all others for the transgressions, for the trespasses. And you must forgive yourself first, because you are the one who has trespassed against yourself to ever greater degrees than anybody else could have. Because you are with yourself all the time. And when you are reaching for those cigarettes and you're reaching for the alcohol and you're reaching for the sugar and you're reaching for the Splenda and you're reaching for the aspartame and you're reaching for all of this stuff that has absolutely nothing to do in you other than wreak havoc, you are your own worst enemy. And then to be so focused on somebody who doesn't have a real regard for the laws of life itself, and to think that these ones who are lawless have real power and authority in your life. Your power and authority comes from you getting into the laws of life and respecting it, honoring it. It's nothing wrong with it. You would want your children to obey you. And you keep telling your child over and over and over and over and over and whatnot to do this, do this, do this, and they can't do it, they can't do it. That is because you have numbed and dumbed them down to the degree to which it is almost impossible for them to be obedient. And that's the effect of what feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, all of this garbage has done to all of these ones who are grown children, just big children. You haven't matured yet because you have not come to a point in place where you care to be correct, where you care to be obedient, where you care to be cleansed, where you care to be in harmony with the laws of existence itself and that which has created you. That means that you have a lot of growing to do, a lot of maturing to do. But if you don't do, you, sweetheart, you may miss yourself. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to get out. Come to a point and place where you realize there's order, where there's cleanliness. And these people have hoodwinked and bamboozled us into thinking that manicured lawns and nice wood, polished wood, metal and stone, and all of this is evidence of having arrived at this and that, while your body temple is seething in pure filth, creating all manners of disease, degradation, defilement, mental, spiritual, emotional, sickness, illness, and disease. And this is where we have to be able to respond correctly and directly so that we are able to stand forward as a resurrected people. Whole. Body, heart, mind, and soul completely oriented, reoriented, rightly aligned with life itself. To be as brilliant as the sun blazing consistently, to be as fertile as the earth, as consistent as she is in taking all of the garbage and transforming, transmuting it to somebody's greater good. We're in a place and space where it's time for us to serve our wholeness and to be whole every day. Your in a now moment that is yours, an eternal now moment. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening to Zadamas, and thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence, and literally consciously caring to support you in realizing that you and all of those should be some of the most dynamic spirits upon the planet, because it is the will of existence that each generation be the greater ones. Each generation should become more dynamic. Each generation should become a more idealized, more refined expression of the Creator's intent for that lineage. And because we have not been properly oriented in this life to consciously care to fulfill the intelligence of existence purposes for our being, then we have to consciously apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards the root of our issues in what is required in order for us to be a restored people, a healed people, a whole people. To come to that point and place where we have no fear in standing forward, we have no fear to claim our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be completely reoriented and realigned, restored, and consciously caring to walk in the integrity of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence is all-pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. It is that which blazes the sun, that has the earth in rotation and flotation, and the beginninglessness, the endlessness, the now moment of eternity in which we are all immersed. It beats our heart. It breathes us. And none of the institutions that have taken responsibility for giving us an orientation as to what life is upon the planet and what success in this life is, has given us the support in being able to truly self-actualize, self-realize, and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the love of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are literally walking in the fullness of our own authenticity, in the integrity of that which we are as intelligences of existence. Because we are being warred against under a global initiative that is deep population and genocide, then it has to be our own care to do that which is ours to do in freeing ourselves from the distortion, the degradation, the depression, the oppression, the subjugation, the violation, all of that that has us in a place where we are sick and ill and diseased, and not really enjoying the blessedness of our being, not exalting the blessedness of our being, depending upon others to do for us, yet we are not doing that which is necessary in order to exalt a full life's urge. And for all of the economics and all of the politics and all of the things that we are talking about and focusing on, it is now time for us to get real quiet and get still so that we get real clear about what matters to us in this life. What are you living for? What really matters to you in this life? And will you consciously care to heal yourself? To come to a point and place where, regardless of what the situation and circumstances, whatever the diagnosis is, that you will remember that you are designed by this absolute and supreme intelligence that blazes the sun, that has the earth in rotation and flotation, and it knows exactly what to do for you because it designed you perfectly in its own image. And we were not intended to be sick, ill, diseased, depressed, oppressed, suppressed, all of that. That is what we have to come to a place where we will no longer accept. It is not our destiny to be sick, ill, and dying. That is a tragic date with fate as a result of there being an initiative to make sure that we have access to that which is not food for us, that which is literally cellularly oppressive. And so the methodology of our oppression has been instituted at the cellular level so that our liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And so for whatever education we have, whatever understanding or understanding we have about the functioning or the dysfunctioning of the systems of government that men have created, no matter what institutions we are employed by or businesses or entities or deities that we call upon or serve, the greatest gift that we have been given, that is our commonality, is life itself. And life in and of itself is ordered and it's lawful. In our caring to be realigned in the laws that govern our being is the key to our being able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good. And to know that when people say, well, God is good all the time, but why are we accepting that which is not good for us? Good meaning that it enhances us, it facilitates our wellness, it uplifts us, it strengthens us, it's spiritually edifying, it is mentally edifying. Also, it is really adding to the wealth of ourselves. That is the goodness. And that which is said to be evil is the distortion, the dysfunction, that which undermines us, put us in a place where we're no longer in our right minds. We're doing things that have no real value. It does not add to the blessedness of being. It creates suffering and pain and degradation and deprivation and starvation and all of this. So we have to really get clear about who we're serving, what matters, because nobody else's thought or plan or agenda has a greater impact than yours in your life. And so if you're tired of working every day for a dollar, trying to make ends meet, and you know that ends never meet. So we have to really understand our language now, that there is a language that we can begin to speak that helps to facilitate our freeing ourselves from those chains of oppression, subjugation, violation, domination, and all of that. That is not the Creator's will for us. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody all at the same time. The issue for us is coming to a point and place where we understand our duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full life's urge, where we are doing nothing to undermine ourselves. And as a result of doing things that have undermined ourselves, that have literally brought forward all types of toxins and poisons and viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms and whatnot that are dwelling with you in your body temple, that the conscious care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized. These are the keys. The keys to everlasting life, the keys to the kingdom where we have access to absolutely everything we have desire for and need for. And so in this now moment, as man, the progenitor of lineages, and as womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to exalt life, is to know that we have been given responsibility, duty, and obligation by the intelligence of existence to be the perpetuators of the lineages that we represent and to bring forth the greatness of the ones that we represent. To care, to activate, and to invoke our generational wealth, the wealth of ourselves, to know that there is nothing that man has created in terms of the money, in terms of the silver, the gold, everything that has come from the earth. We did not come up out the earth. We came to the earth. And the things that these people will literally kill, enslave, bastardize, and usurp is stuff that comes from the earth. And so when we're truly valuing life itself and the life and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, then we get into a place where we have greater compassion and understanding, empathy and sympathy for all beings, for all nations, for all races. We are here to be completely cooperative and collaborative and interdependent because the Creator has given each and every one something, some things, talents, skills, abilities, resources, minerals, gemstones, all of this to add to the brilliance and the blessedness of our collective reality. And it was never the intention of the intelligence of existence for a few ones over here to enslave, beat, castrate, violate these ones over here and then have them working for these ones. You understand? Everybody is here to exalt life. Every hue of people have their gifts. Everybody has their own unique essence and beauty that they add to the world. Everybody is in need of love and light and wisdom and truth and to be realigned and recalibrated and restored in the truth of the value of who they are as intelligence of existence. Everybody has been under siege. And it is in no one's best interest to subjugate, dominate, enslave, capitalize, bastardize, and usurp the life force, the resources, the intelligence, the ingenuity, the talents and other ones to their detriment for money or for any other reason. And these are the lessons that man and mankind have to come to learn. The order of existence, the laws of existence is for everybody. And see, they'll make you say, oh, well, Adam, it ain't for everybody, but life is for everybody. Breath is for everybody. Water is for everybody. Sun is for everybody. But then the truth is not for everybody. No, the truth is for everybody. Death should not be for anybody because we're already in the realm of eternity. We're in flotation and rotation upon the planet that is always in motion. We are moving through the cosmic. We're already in heaven. And we are immersed in nothing but divinity. And the earth is a paradise. And as we are realigned and reattuned with the absolute truth, that there is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. And that life is our gift and it is not for us to throw it away. To feel we have the right to kill ourselves or anything or anybody else. And to feel that death is the reward for our living. When life itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And because we are these living, breathing beings with the capacity for contemplation, meditation, realization, conceptualization, thinking, considering, creating, then we are accountable unto the laws of existence to create a better way. To exalt a full life's urge on behalf of the wholeness of ourselves and everything and everybody else. The earth serves everybody and everything, as does the sun, as does the plants and the trees and the oceans and the streams. All of life gives itself to all of life. And as we are realigning ourselves with that, so that we know that we're here to serve life, we're here to perpetuate life, to rejoice in the blessedness of life, and to know that when it come time to leave the earth, we literally should not have died. And that the path of life that leads to death is a different path of life than the path of life that leads to life. And the socialization that we've been given through our miseducation, our religious training, our socialization and cultivation has been towards adulteration. So that by 21, we were labeled adult. Adult is short for adulterated, no longer what the intelligence of existence intended for itself. So that many of us knew blame and shame and guilt, disdain, disrespect, disregard, disobedience, and all of the behaviors, attitudes, energy that whittles away at our rightness, our righteousness, our self-esteem, our self-worth, our self-deservedness, our remembrance that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are here to function supremely intelligently, creatively, dynamically, effectively, masterfully. That Earth is school. And the curriculum that we're choosing by virtue of our families, our socioeconomics, our relationships, what path of education and self-unfoldment, we're here to master and to learn to master ourselves. Our emotions, our thoughts, our words, our language, our actions, to be in a place where we are always mindful of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we're always mindful of doing no harm. We're always mindful that we're dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, and no matter what the situation or circumstances, that we are the ones who are literally creating our own lives. This now moment of eternity is awesome because there are so many ones across the planet of all hues who are consciously caring to raise up. There are all manners of ones who are applying the intelligence that they have been given to doing that which is going to benefit everything and everybody. Those who are allowing themselves to take whatever resources that they're generating from whatever products and services that they have the ingenuity to bring forward and take the resources and put it towards doing things that make sense. You have those who are already figuring out ways that automobiles can run off water. You have those who are filtering the salted water from the seas and the oceans and making it purified so that it's drinkable. You have those who are applying themselves towards cleansing, purifying the air, the water, the earth itself. We are in such an auspicious moment because the intelligence of existence will always win out. And it does nothing to undermine itself, to kill itself. And so as we care to exalt a full life's urge to participate holistically and harmoniously with the will of existence and exalting life, coming to that place where we realize the law that is always in effect, that what we think about, we are creating. What we are giving our attention to is going to expand. What we focus on, you understand, is going to really loom large in our lives. So we have to be mindful of what we're paying attention to. Who we're paying attention to, who we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're hearing, what we're seeing, how do we respond, and the wisdom to care enough to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the wholeness, the wellness, the rightness of every situation and circumstance. We get what we ask for. And having the wisdom to care for ourselves, to nurture ourselves, to take place, to take a daily attendance and attention to ourselves in the stillness, in what it is we're reaching for, what it is we're consuming, facilitating a cleansing as a result of 10, 20, 30, 40 years of the feeding of off of the flesh of pigs and the flesh of cows and the flesh of turkeys and chickens and fish and other sea creatures and the residues from all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar laden, all of this stuff, yeah? And to know that a well people, a whole people, a healthy people do not create sickness, illness, and disease. A healthy government, rightly aligned with the whole of existence itself, is not going to legislate and perpetuate death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And those who are working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, those industries that are the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, sugar, tobacco, alcohol, and all of this artificial stuff that is being fed and marketed to children and teenagers and pregnant women and all of this, that we have a greater thought to think. And the way that we get to that greater thought is to take 10, 15, 20% off the top of whatever it is we're generating in terms of our cash flow and reinvest it in ourselves, in our cells, in creating new blood. When you listen to the millionaires, those who become millionaires and billionaires, they'll tell you that they invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in training, in learning, in audio books and books and mentoring and whatnot. That they, you understand, is that that which they refer to as success, having mastered themselves, being at the top of their game, having published and produced and created a value for people that people will pay any amount of money to get what they've gotten, that they had to really invest, just like people are spending money in the lottery all the time. They're dealing with the lottery all the time, all the time, all the time. You understand, taking a chance. But you have the opportunity to take the same amount of money, $10, $15, $20 at a time, and invest it in new blood. Because your spirit is charged upon your blood, and it is the quality and the condition of your blood that lays foundation for the quality and the condition of your thought. And the quality and substance of your thought lays foundation for the quality of your choices. And the consistency of what it is you're reaching for and what it is you're choosing is going to shape your character. And the quality and the condition of your character is going to be the testament and testimonial to the substance and the quality of your spirit and who you're serving. There is nobody that is authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of existence to serve death as purpose. And there are those who would make you think that you've got to die from something, that death is inevitability. It is that which cannot be avoided. It is destiny and fate. But it really isn't. That's what we get as a result of following the lawlessness of those who have taken responsibility to shape your, mislead you, misguide you, miseducate you, and feed you that which is not true substantive, for that which is substance, for realigning you, attuning you, sharpening you, developing you, cultivating you with the truth of who and what you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. And regardless of what hue of people we are, from the blackest black to the lightest light, we are all here, literally, truly, to serve life. We should be interdependent. We should be cooperative, collaborative. We should really have that love and respect for being. And that's why we were told to love God, love the Creator, love the intelligence of existence, that which beats our heart and that which breathes us with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, with all of our might. To love our neighbors as we love ourselves. There is nothing and no one on the planet who is not our neighbor. But it is very difficult to love yourself when your blood bears the violation of violated beings. And you're oppressed and suppressed and not feeling well. See, being in violation of the primary law of existence and having that violation charged on your blood, it affects your spirit. And sometimes it's very difficult. And this is why you see so many people who are so mean and disrespectful. Because they don't feel good. Within themselves, they don't feel good. And this is why we have responsibility to be able to respond to what is needed in our now moment. And we, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence, should be supremely present in the presence of the absolute, as points of presence of the absolute, and having a care, a wholehearted care and concern to be in the integrity of our own authenticity, to be obedient, and to be in a place where we love the law with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, because it is by virtue of our being in that straight and narrow, that opens up the infinity of possibilities of every great and wonderful thing and opportunity for us. And so to master ourselves to the degree to which we do nothing to undermine ourselves, to master ourselves to the degree to which it is literally impossible for us to do anything wrong. Wrong meaning in violation of ourselves or anyone else. So those who go on safari to kill the lions and the rhinos and the hippopotamus and all of the great beings throughout Africa, that was nothing right about that. And humanity and humankind have forgotten that we were told not to kill, and killing has become sport, game, entertainment, and all of that. And this is why we have to check ourselves, because the bottom line is the law is exacting. And you get what you put out there. What you have sown, the seeds that you have sown are going to reap a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that you have sown. So sowing the seeds of discord, sowing the seeds of discontent, sowing the seeds of divisiveness, sowing the seeds of degradation, deprivation, starvation, violation, incarceration, molestation, rape, abuse, violence, sowing those seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death is going to do nothing but reap a harvest of death. And that's why it's important for each of us to reclaim our right alignment with life itself. You can study all of the different things that man has put forward for you to study and still not be in the integrity of your own divinity. You can have mastered the political, the economic, you have money everywhere, and still miss the true wealth of yourself. And the foundation of the wisdom that we should have at this particular point is in knowing that whatever you do to generate an income, however the money comes, through trusts, through inheritance, through working every day, through your Social Security, your pensions, however money comes to you, we have to come to that place where we take none of it and undermine ourselves. You understand? So over a little bit of time, by being conscious and conscientious enough to exalt a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine yourself, to begin to really nourish yourselves, to cleanse yourselves, to nourish yourselves, to really know that your body is designed by the hands of the intelligence of existence itself, and it functions perfectly so that when we're cleansing from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken and fish and all of that by no longer ingesting it, no longer buying it, no longer supporting those companies that produce it, then those who are working for those companies will have the opportunity to have a greater thought as to what purpose in life is, because it is not anybody's purpose to work on behalf of death. And while you're working for these companies, while you're investing in new blood, in getting the greens from the parsley and the watercress and the dandelion and the callaloo and the amaranth and the mustard greens and the turnip greens and all of these wonderful things that we still have access to, you literally are creating a new quality of blood that is supporting the new frequency of thought. It says, be ye regenerated, renewed through the renewal of your mind. You cannot renew your mind except through the cleansing of your blood, creating that which we refer to as the blood of Christ, a bloodstream that facilitates a consciousness that is in harmony and assurance with the integrity of its own divinity. At this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, this is our birthright to be in that alignment, to be correct after being wrong for so long. It is your time to raise completely up, to stand forward, to get up, to be in a place where you're celebrating, rejoicing in your choices and being wise enough to choose life daily and to facilitate your clearing, your cleansing, your forgiveness, letting go of your resentments, your pain, your frustration, your disdain by accepting the blessedness of your being. You are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath that you take and every beat of your heart. And it is your time to exalt a full life's urge and to know that as you do that, you are creating that direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and coming under the auspices of your soul. And when it come time to leave, you have graduated the class of earth residency. You didn't die. This is Adama.